Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Christina is a longtime, 15-plus-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school. She's one of the top email experts on the planet. She conducts a lot of workshops on management in her native country of Canada. I think it's the Rotman School of Management is my last recollection. She's also the author of Managing Your Email Thinking Outside the Inbox. And she's our good friend, Christina. Welcome back.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Is that the right school, the Rotman School of Management?
Yeah, it is that I'm affiliated with. Yeah.
Yep. So we're glad you're here. And greetings from your southern neighbor. Christina, you've long joined us and been a great resource for us, reminding us about the power and the importance and as I say, the fundamental that is email over the years. And it's been interesting that, you know, here we are now, you and I are together 15 years talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And email is more relevant and imperative today than it was 15 years ago, isn't it?
That is very true. Very true.
In spite of all the predictions, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I sort of liken it to books. Everybody thought that books or radio was going to go the way of the dodo.
Right.
They haven't.
Well, yeah, exactly. Television was going to kill radio. And then television was going to, and then the internet was going to kill radio, and yet here we are, right?
Well, I think, you know, Jim, I think people who are sort of bashing email are probably more frustrated with we need something else. I can't handle this. We need something else, you know.
Those are the people who haven't learned how to manage their email.
Exactly.
That's just like traffic, you know. It's just like traffic, you know. If I know something's an area is going to be busy, I go around it. I manage it, right?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And with email, you know, it's a very important, an integral communication channel for business and for personal, but in particular for business. We could not survive in business without communicating.
Oh my!
What businesses used to do a generation or more ago was they used to send letters.
Right.
You know, so instead of sending letters, so instead of doing that, we have email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the replacement.
Then we had the fax, which was literally, you know, folks, and you know, some of the people might not realize that fax is the abbreviation for facsimile, which means like the original, not original. And when you attach something to an email, it can become an original, or if not a signed document, you know, it can become the original.
And, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah, now fax was interesting too because it came and it went, you know. So that was a technology that had its moment.
It was very handy for about 3 decades, no question about it.
Yeah.
I used to make my living selling them for them when I was with Xerox. But you know, one of the things I want to establish before we go any further. That I like to do, and as you know, I tried to accomplish in the column that I wrote recently, is that email has. There's a reason email is still the go-to digital communication tool. Is the reason it's the workhorse. It's the 20 mule team email, you know, puller, and it's because email when the internet was created. As it began in the 60s and developed into the 70s, when they were trying to come up with what could the email do, how would it function, they created something called the World Wide Web, and there were three main elements of the World Wide Web, And one of those three main elements was email. So this is not some Johnny Come Lately afterthought app that somebody thought, well, you know, this would be cool, and then it accidentally caught on. This thing's been around a long time. It's earned the right to be a fundamental, hasn't it?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's the tool. When you think of what does email facilitate, it facilitates communication between parties. That's how our world goes around. Like, we're not isolated individuals. I mean, we need to communicate either affairs, policies, business products, all these things. Like, when you think about how do we do business, we have to communicate. How do we communicate? It's by email. If it wasn't email, as I said earlier, it would be a letter, you know, and a letter is just, again, the way of the dodo. So email is our fourth channel of communication, like it or not, it is. And so all of these people who talk about things like texting, social, collaborative tools, well, they're subsets. They're digital subsets of emails, but they don't have the same basic universal purpose.
And security. I mean, think about this. Now, look, if you want to have a FaceTime with your grandmother, go for it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But if you've got something that you want to be secure, you can encrypt an email. You can encrypt from one end to the other, and it can be secure. There's nothing secure or private on any social media platform. Zero.
Yeah. No, that's totally true. Totally.
Even
true.
If you have a chat, even if you're chatting between two people, that, you know, somebody knows about that. There are people watching that, reading that right now, to make sure that you don't do something wrong, and something they don't want you to do. And with email, it's not like that. I mean, there are just so many things, and somebody might, you know, Christina, somebody might be saying, why are you guys trying to sell this hard? It's because every time we turn around, somebody's trying to come up with another way to replace email. And I'm you and I are saying, why are you bothering? This is near perfect. Leave it alone. What do you think, Christina?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that those people who are trying to detract or get off of it, you know, for some reason don't feel comfortable with email, or they think that they can't manage it because they're getting 100 or 200 emails a day, and people are throwing their arms up saying, oh, I don't want to think about it. Because that's the key. With email, like with any communication business, it requires time. It requires your thoughts, your clarity.
And young folks, younger generation folks, if you're going to be a professional, and I mean an effective professional, you're going to have to use email. You just got to start doing it. Get over it and do it. Christina Cavanaugh, and I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.